We continue six lines up from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We've been discussing the concept of double seals and Stam Yenam. Now the Gemara continues the conversation about wine. Tan Rabbanan Barishona Hayo Omrim. Originally they would say Yayin Shel Ein Kushi Aser Mine Bira Srika. The wine that's found in Ein Kushi, which is a place where there, Rashi says they're Kuthians, so we're never concerned about Avodah Zarah because they're from Kuthians. But nevertheless, they still prohibited the wine purchased from there because of Biras Srika, was a neighboring town which had idolaters. Vishal Barkasa Aser Mipnei Kfar Pars Shoi. Again, Barkasa was a place of Kusiim, but they prohibited the wine from there because it was so close to the village of Parshai. Vishal Zagdur Aser Mipnei Kfar Shlim. So, again, all these towns of Kusiim, which you wouldn't think to prohibit the wine, they posseled the wine or ossered the wine because of the neighboring towns, which were idolatrous towns. Chaz, that was what they originally ruled. But Chazru Lomar, Chavios Psuchos Asuros, Stumos Mutaros. But then they backtracked and they said, if you find open barrels, they're prohibited, but closed barrels, sealed barrels, I guess, would be permitted. So the Gemara asks, "May Ikara Mai Sabur Ulubasof Mai Sabur? What changed, or what was it? What made them retract? May Ikara Sabur Ein Kusi Makbet Al Maga Ovid Kachavim Loshna Psuchos Loshna Stumo." So originally they thought to say that a Kusi didn't mind whether an idolater touched their wine barrels, whether they were open or closed, and therefore we had to prohibit even the closed barrels because of a concern that they would. The idolaters touching the wine would possel it. Ulvasof savor, but ultimately they said kilo kapid apsuchos astumos mikpat kapid. At the end, ultimately they said no. They're only makbid. They're not makbid when the barrels are open, but when they're closed, then a kusi would not let an idolater touch their wine, and therefore they said it would be permissible since they were a town on their own and they weren't concerned that the neighboring town would come by and touch their wines. The Gemara asks, Ustumos Mutaros, is it true that just a closed barrel is enough to rely on a Kusi's wine? Raminu, we have a brisa which seems to indicate differently. Hashaleh chavis shal yain biad kusi vishal tzir vishal murios biad ovi kochavim. We're going to focus on the wine. If a person sends a barrel of wine with a kusi, so you have a Jew sending a barrel of wine to another Jew with an agent who is a kusi, im makir chosamo ustamo mutter. If it's not only closed, but you also recognize the seal on top of the closed barrel, then it's permissible. Im lav aser, but if you don't recognize the seal, then it's prohibited. So even if it's closed, if you don't recognize the seal, then we're concerned that it was tampered with. So how can you tell me before that if it's closed, that's enough? Here we see that even if it's not closed, even if it's closed, without a seal, it's not enough. So the Gemara answers, you can distinguish between these two cases. Amrav Zera Lokasha Kan Bi'ir Kan Bederech. One case is talking about when they're in the city, and one is when you're on the road. When you're in the city, Rashi says the kusi would be very careful to make sure that the idolater won't touch the wine because he's concerned that no one's going to buy his wine or that the Jews won't buy his wine. But when he's on the road, no one's around, at that point he's not so makbid. So if you want to buy something from him on the road, then you would not be allowed to. Maskif l'Rav Yirmiyah, midi hanach ti'ir lo b'derech asu. So Rav Yirmiyah says, well, hold on a second. How can you tell me that the distinction between buying something on the road or buying something in the city? If you have to get to the city to sell, aren't you going to be going through the road, through the quieter areas to pass through? So all the wine should, as a result, be prohibited. El Amr Rav Yirmiyah, so therefore Rav Yirmiyah gives a different opinion, different way to reconcile the two brises. How could one say when it's simply closed, that's enough to purchase it from an akusi, and the other one says you have to recognize the seal? Amr Rav Yirmiyah ben hagisos shaninu. When it says in the earlier Gemara, that if it's simply, if the barrels are closed, then it's permissible to rely on the kusi, that it wasn't touched by an idolater. That's when it's ben hagisos. That is when it's between a whole bunch of other barrels. What do you mean? Why it makes it different when it's one barrel among many? Kivan de kuli alma apchi Mirsos. Since there are so many people that are around because they see all these barrels, it's a populated area, then Mirsos, the Kusi, will be afraid to tamper with it. So if it's an area where there's so many other people that are, you know, selling barrels, that's it's Bein HaGisos, then we'll be lenient. Otherwise, even for a Kusi, we would be makpid to require a chosam that in order to determine that it wasn't tampered with. Because again, Amar Hashdi Chazuli, if they would see me, Mafsaduli, they would cause me a loss and I wouldn't be able to sell my barrels. So that's the distinction. So here we see that not only do we extend the prohibition of having chosamos, are trusting the distrust of idolaters, but we even extended it to a kusi as well. Now the Gemara goes on a different discussion. Idmar, ma asru shechar sheovid kochav, and why is the beer of idolaters prohibited? Not just, now we're on beer, not wine. Rami bar Chama amar Rav Yitzchak mishum chasnos. One says it's because of chasnos, as Rashi explains that if Jews and idolaters are drinking beer together, it might end up that he might lead to intermarriage, and that would be the problem. Rav Nachman amar mishum giluya. Rav Nachman says it's because of gilui, it's because you're leaving it uncovered, and maybe it'll be a venom from the snake. Gilui demai. Well, when are we concerned about this gilui? Ilema gilui dinezia. If we're concerned about the gilui when you're still brewing the beer, I don't know. Well, we do that too because we're not concerned about the snake venom at that point in the process. El de chavisa, when it's in the barrel. Ananami Migalina, and we're also not concerned at that time for the snake venom. So Lotzricha Ba'asra de Matzlumaya. We're talking about a case with the provision of Gilui is referring to a place where they let the water go clear and then they mix it in with the hops. By doing that, you're leaving the water overnight, and that's the concern. Elameata Yashin Tishri. Well, then if that's the case, you should be allowed to drink old wine. Why is that? Damar Rebbe Yashin or Yashan Mutter. Ein Minichol Yashin. Because old beer would be permissible because a snake venom wouldn't allow it to get old. It would stay fresh because of the venom. So clearly, if it's old already, then we can assume that there's no venom there. Hichmitz mutter ein minichol hachmitz. When it comes to fermenting wine, are we permissible? Because ein minichol hachmitz, we wouldn't allow it to, the venom wouldn't allow it to ferment. So why should it be prohibited? According to the one that says there's a problem of gilui, gezera yashana to chadash, to make a gezera yashana to chadash. So according to the gilui approach, even though gilui doesn't affect old beer, we would still prohibit it because of the new beer. And the other opinion says it's because of chasnos. And we'll continue this discussion about the prohibition of drinking sheikhar shel of the kachavim next.